Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get well soon to Chaim Weitz, fellow member of the tribe, Israeli immigrant who came to America to follow the American dream like Five-O Mouskowitz. Changed his name to Gene Simmons and went on to play bass for and market the hell out of the kabuki stylings of the rock band Kiss by Gene Simmons.
What's his dirt?
He doesn't have any dirt. He's just a horn dog.
Doesn't he like the younger ladies?
Younger poon? I don't think he discriminates. I think he old, young. He just likes the ladies.
And he's supposedly one of these guys that doesn't really do drugs. He's just addicted to the Wang Dang Sweet Poontang.
He does not do drugs at all. Yeah. No, doesn't drink, doesn't do drugs.
Yeah, him and Ted Nugent both. They were just both addicted to sex.
Everybody's got their vices, and I imagine on the road, you fill the voids in your life with either booze, drugs, or P blank 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 Y. And Ted and Gene, they chose the P.
I say, why choose just one?
That's the way I would be. I'd be like Axel. All of the above, please.
I'm saying this, have to remind myself, have to remind you, Mike from Mike's weather page at 3:45, he will be giving us the details and tell the tale of what happened when he ventured into the eye of Hurricane Ida. I think it was pretty intense and maybe a little bit traumatizing for him, so he'll be joining us at 3:45. Is this Weird Al?
No, this is Dead or Alive. It's a real song. Funny little quick story about Gene Simmons. When we flew up to Boston for the Sam Adams Summer Jam, we knew we were going to be able to interview everyone there, and we knew that Gene Simmons was there. We just didn't know when it was going to happen. We were the only show that was on at night. It was all morning shows, but we were a night show, so a lot of the stuff we had to record and then play later. And so I was at the hotel getting ready to take a shuttle back to the broadcast area, about a 15-20 minute shuttle ride. And I remember I turned on the shower. This is like when you had to really be, there were no pens or anything like that, John. So I was going analog.
Oh, okay.
To roll a woolie.
Oh, man.
So
blue or nah?
What?
Yep.
Blue? No, there were no colors. You had J Diamond B rolling paper. That was it.
Tough times.
Well, we didn't know anything different.
Yeah.
So I was doing that in the bathroom, and my producer, Doc, calls my room. And he's like, you got to get down here right now. They just brought in Gene Simmons, and he's doing the rounds. I'm like, oh, my God. And I was high, and I knew that Gene was anti-drug, right? So I was like, oh, man, I could play this off. I totally got this. No sunglasses. Of course, I had my glasses. I get there. I sit down. And literally Gene's in my face. Like, he's sitting down, but he's a foot away from my face. My idol growing up, there was no one, not Larry Bird, not anyone, not Richard Pryor that I emulated as much as Gene Dam Simmons. And there I am face to face. And he's like, hello, Drew. It's very nice to meet you. I'm Gene Simmons from Kiss. So I always try to show that I'm like not one of these radio douchebags who just wants to suck up to you and be your friend. I'm a fan, not trying to be your friend, but I'm a fan. So I said, Mr. Simmons, if I can call you that, I had your solo album and no one else is in Kiss. And I have to say that your version of When You Wish Upon a Star is my favorite thing you ever did. And he looks at me and he goes, are you messing with me right now? And I said, no, sir. I thought it was beautiful. He said, you have no idea how much that means to me. That song represents my journey to America, and And I always thought, as we were traveling on the boat from Israel to America, wishing upon a star for the American dream. And look what I've accomplished with Kiss. I'm Gene Simmons from Kiss.
You didn't mean it, though, did you?
I'm 100% dead.
That's your bet. You enjoy that more than anything he ever did with Kiss?
It's the most heartfelt, most meaningful thing Gene Simmons has ever sung. His cover of Jiminy Cricket's When You Wish Upon a Star.
Better than War Machine?
Better than Christine 16? Better than Cold Gin? Better than Strutter? Better than Shout It Out Loud? Detroit Rock City?
Love Gun?
Love Gun, Calling Dr. Love? More meaningful than any of them, John. Any of them.
This is a cover, though.
I'm aware, but you can take a cover and you can make it your own, especially if you have a voyage to America. I mean, for God's sakes, listen to this.
Someone you can.
That's a nationwide ad. Drew Gobble Live, hello, who are you?
That sounded pretty good, actually.
Thanks. Hello?
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 Is it,
hello?
Are you talking to me? Hello? Hello? Are you talking to me? Hello?
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 Are there two people there?
Hello?
Hello?
No, just one. What is your name?
Lori.
Hi, Lori. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty damn well, thank you.
Just got to be talking with
there are
Matt.
Two people there. Okay, who's that dildo?
He's my 91-year-old neighbor. I'm just delivering him some coffee and banana bread, and then I'm going to come back and
so sweet of you.
Spend time.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Oh,
that's
so
well,
nice of you. Did you make the banana bread?
No, I'd like to say I did. I got it at Mitchell's in Lakeland, which I love.
Mitchell's?
Yeah, have you been to coffee store? It's on to Kentucky.
I'm thinking about this for a second. Yes, I think I have been there. I think. I'm going to have to check with my girlfriend on this one, but I think.
Yeah, tell her it's across from, I volunteer at Top Buttons.
I'm so stupid. I get whenever I spend the night there, I get coffee there, and they have delicious breakfasts as well.
I have to talk to you. They do. And they have the most wonderful wait staff. Mitchell is great.
Yeah, they're great.
Okay, so.
Can I talk to the,
play.
I'm sorry, gonna, just, I hate to interject.
You want to talk to the old man?
If you don't mind.
To the old man.
I mean, I don't know that I go call him an old man, but I'll speak to the elderly gentleman.
Who is this?
They're radio people.
They're
on the radio.
Sir.
No, you're not. He
ma'am,
just wants to ask you
listen,
a question.
Tracy, if you could just zip the lip, I'll take care of the talking part. Thank you. Sir, what is your name? Your whole name there, Gene. My name's Drew. Is that short for Eugene?
What?
I say, is that short for Eugene?
No.
Oh, just Gene. Gene. Mm-hmm. It's a pleasure to speak with you. I'd like to congratulate you today on living to see 91 glorious years on this planet. That's quite an accomplishment. How are you feeling today, Gene?
How are you feeling? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay.
Good. Enjoy that banana bread and coffee. Does he take it black, Tracy?
My name's Lori, and yes, he takes it black.
I'm sorry. Now, what about the coffee, Lori?
Yeah, Jake. Yes, he takes it black.
Cutting the fool there.
So I'm going to go across the street to where I live because I watch my 84-year-old mother. I've got a whole thing.
Yeah.
So I don't have to talk to her until I'm done with you guys.
All right. You got like Cocoon Part 3 going on over there. Didn't they film part of Cocoon over here in Tampa?
I don't know. Is that where the guy grew up with her brother?
No. Cocoon was where the aliens came and they made the old people young.
Oh,
yeah, Wilford Brimley was, I think, 50 when he made that movie. And to me, he seemed so old at the time. And
I didn't think he was born old.
She's right.
He was one of those babies that kind of had that going on. But no, I'm 61, and I basically am the teenager of the block.
So you hang out with a bunch of...
everybody's...
Is that like when a...
84.
Is that like when a relatively hot girl, John, hangs around a bunch of not-so-hot girls so that she feels hot because she's surrounded by not-so-hot girls?
I mean, I can see how you draw the comparison, but...
is that what's happening there?
Do you have friends that are your own age as well, Tracy?
No. Not here. Lori. Tracy doesn't have friends here. I moved from California 2 years ago when my dad passed away to help my mom.
Oh, no.
So my friends are, I work at this, I volunteer at Top Buttons, which I do make friends there, but I haven't gone out like for dinner and stuff. You know, I just go with my mom, or I don't go with it. I just make dinner.
Well, I mean, we need to get you out and about and get in a social life. You ever been to the joinery over there in Lakeland? It's right up the road from you.
No. I saw it the other day, though. I've been to the market on Mass, not the market on Mass, but that Mass yard.
Sure.
The yard on Mass.
Yep, that's good. Let's talk.
That's delightful. That guy Craig is great. He can play like pretty much any '90s stuff like perfectly.
For sure. Do you know? So you're calling to play our game at 3 o'clock today. Do you know to what it pertains?
No.
Okay, let me tell you.
I just figured I'd call. I just wanted to go see the race.
Oh. Well, I mean, let's just give her
a break. Yeah, I mean, she's helping out the elderly.
Yeah, you're doing a lot
area.
For older. Which of your elderly friends will you be taking?
The 91-year-old. He's a big baseball guy. He. And if he finds out he's playing, and he comes from Michigan, so if he finds out they're playing the Tigers. And I actually do social media for the Tigers sometimes when they're doing the spring stuff. So it's kind of important to me.
Where is your friend from in Michigan?
Not important enough. I don't know.
Oh, it's okay.
Please don't. Not necessary at all. Okay.
Hey, it's good, though. I take him out for dinner, and I get coloring books. And you know what? It's not unlike being with an adult child.
Yeah.
It's very lovely.
Circle of life.
You know?
John?
Lori, you've talked about how it's hard to find friends and maybe even men. Have you ever tried online dating?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I dated a ton. I dated a guy. I had a blind date a couple of years ago. And
did he bring
a
seeing eye dog with him?
No, he was semi-blind. He didn't have one eye, and he didn't have a ball, and he didn't have a patch. And I'm not joking. I had to sit through a sushi dinner with a guy with me, like half a chad of an eye.
You meant he didn't have an eyeball.
And I'm not a bad-looking girl.
You weren't half bad.
I was demure, get it? Yeah, half-faced demure. It's a French thing. That being said, you know, I don't know what kind of game we're playing, so I'll play whatever game
you
want to play. Well,
you already won. It's call up and tell us what you do for the elderly. So you're going to take homeboy there to the Tigers-Rays game.
Yeah.
Does he ever get handsy with you?
Yes.
I don't know if you know what we're talking about. Like Stan Lee allegedly got.
Yes. With no medication.
Like, who was it? George W. That was it? One of the.
Oh yeah, David Copperfield.
Yeah, he said I'm David Copperfield, and then when she would bend over,
I'm telling you, there's no stopping.
Do you ever welcome it?
Yeah.
No. That was a shock.
I'm sorry. I had dumped it.
Oh, I thought she said duh. Like, of course I reciprocate.
I don't know if we're all on the same page here with what we're talking about.
We are. Trust me.
We're asking if he gets handsy with you, and then if you reciprocate, and you're saying yes to both.
Yes.
You give him like an HJ?
Both. Give him an MJ. EJ.
I don't even know what an MJ is.
Are you saying you give him a classic Tampa Bay morning show on Q105?
Oh, wow.
You give him the MJ BJ?
Dude, this guy has literally...
Yeah.
He has...
Living life.
Yeah, what did that...
Get him the Todd Schnitt.
Do not put his name out there, though. Oh, my gosh.
No, no,
I dumped
God,
it.
No,
you are lucky because I dumped
please,
that.
Please.
Yeah, no, I dumped no. it. I dumped
Thank
it.
So
I dumped it. I dumped it.
God bless you.
What a godsend you are.
Yeah, no, we don't need that kind of trouble.
What a godsend I am.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
So you're whacking a 91-year-old?
Yeah.
How do you know when he's done? I did not ask that.
Same way.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I didn't ask that.
Same, traditionally?
Same. Nothing different. FYI, nothing different.
Nothing different?
Nothing. Zero. Close the eyes. It's a 16-year-old.
You ever hop on it?
I mean, you know. Yes, have to.
I really feel like we're not all.
No, we are on this. She is so on the same page with us.
I
am.
I feel like we're talking about two separate things here.
We're not.
No, we're not.
So you're 60. You take care of an elderly man who's 91.
Well, I don't take care. It's neighbors. Well, I care. Me. I look out for him.
I mean, you're taking care.
Yeah, I get it. And I do take care in a lot of ways, yes. But I'm not a caretaker.
You're an amazing woman. Like, so you hang out with him, and then when he gets a little handsy and horny, not only are you not offended or upset about it, you help him out.
Well, I hope that everybody has it. I hope I have a 61-year-old. I mean, there's no ageism. I really believe that. It's your spirit. It's like, it's just, you know, when you're attracted to somebody. I'm not attracted to every 90-year-old that walks down the street, trust me. But, you know, he kind of looks a little like, I'm going to say, Paul Newman now. You know? So it's not a bad look, you know? Squint a little bit, take the glasses off, we're good.
Does he ever get you to where you need to be?
Always. Very, 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 very giving.
I still feel always. Like we're not all talking about the
same. We are.
Yeah. No, in fact, when his wife passed away, when my dad did, but she had Alzheimer's for 5 years prior, so it was a good probably 5 years that he, you know, had any sort of intimacy. And he came on to me, and I was a little bit appalled, but I wasn't really that appalled. And then he explained to me that they had sex for 59 years 3 times a week. So a man doesn't go from 3 times a week to, you know, forever to be... Hey, baby, I got to speak to somebody on the phone now.
This is great.
Yeah. I'm sorry. So I live at Sandpiper. Maybe, Drew, one day you'll come play golf with John. You can come play golf with me. I kill it with a 7-iron and a putter. That's all I can do.
I'm more of a cruiser than a player.
Listen to some classic Tampa radio.
I'm a good driver
radio.
Of the cart.
Get the old MJBJ Q105 morning show going on.
So let me ask
MJBJ.
You this. So he went from 3 times a week. Is that about nothing. Accurate to where we are now?
Yep. 4.
And you're bringing this dude banana bread.
You betcha.
And he's nothing more to you than why just not? A neighbor who you're amazing. Like, I'm right. I'm not judging. I'm not like the opposite. Like, I'm blown away by
you got it. This is leaning in, I believe.
It's what?
Leaning in, you know how Cheryl, whatever her name is, at Facebook. When you're in a situation that you have no control over, you have to lean in. You have to just adapt it. You don't fight it. Let it go. Just let it go. It's not going to. As long as you're not doing any harm, yeah. Which I'm not.
No, you're definitely not.
He's walking without a cane. He's walking without a cane now because I do make him do yoga after. You know.
Wow,
this is
amazing what you can do with your body. Bodies are meant to be.
So you get this 91-year-old man to do yoga after he's done?
Yes.
After he's done.
Not yoga like, you know, cat dog and all that, but you know what I'm saying? Legs up and to the side.
Cat
dog
yoga.
Yeah.
Important question, and thank you, K-Dubs, for the inspiration on this one. Is he able to perform without the benefit of Viagra?
Yeah, she said.
Absolutely, 100%. Can't take it because of heart medication.
Oh, yeah. Drop dead.
Yeah. Wow.
You're a godsend. You are an angel on earth. You really...
and he happens to be the deacon of the church, too. So, yeah.
I'm glad I dumped
there
him.
You go. So, okay.
He is getting his deacon, if you know what I'm saying.
His deacon. Uh-huh. He likes a deacon, that's for sure. So, that being said, so how do I get my ticket?
Yeah,
the tickets don't seem like enough.
I was going to say, I want to send you to the Black Rose. I want to send you to Acapulco with this gentleman. By the way, LJ Jones with a great tweet. I just wonder what she's going to do after she hangs up the phone. Like, you've given him banana bread already. After you hang up, you're going to sneak back all over there and see if he has some needs?
Yeah. Yes. Well, I got tickets to the Tampa Bay Rays, and I got, you know.
Can you go over there and tell him that he's got some Rays, that you guys are going to go on to a Rays game and then, like, kind of rub your derriere against his groin area and see what happens?
No. Okay. I can, but I'm not going to tell you. Well, I'll tell you another time. When is the game?
Hold on. I was just looking at it. Stand it by. Is going to be September 18th.
You think he can hold out until then?
Gotcha. That is the most amazing thing. Trust me.
That's the most amazing thing. That baseball game is the most amazing thing. You're performing the duty of an angel to a gentleman I'm sure appreciates it, and going to a baseball game.
I could write a book or have a lecture about the beauty of being non-ageist and being just genuinely in the moment for the moment. It would be very enlightening. It's not like I'm a guru or anything like that. I'm just saying I'm leaning in. I'm not fighting it.
I'd read that book.
Like, I'm fighting. Some lady talks. Brené Brown. She talks a lot about this kind of thing. You just freaking fight it. You're just not going to win. So I'm here. I committed to my father as he passed away that I was going to watch my mom. She's all right. My brother is developmentally disabled. They've lived in Lakeland. My grandparents lived in Lakeland back in the 1970s. And so I'm familiar with the area, but I don't know a soul here. I lived in California for 35 years.
Well, I'll tell you what. If I ever run into you at Mitchell's on the weekend, I am buying you a cup of coffee and whatever muffin you want, because you're a gem.
Well, come over by... come by Top Buttons.
I dump that. Every listener we have who's over the age of 80 is going to be going over there looking for a piece. So,
well, that's okay. That's all right. I have a waiting list. I'm good. I like to have a pair and a spare, and frankly, keeps me honest.
There are people who are saying, and I'm not sure that they're wrong, that this is one of the greatest phone calls we've ever received.
It's easy disagree. To feel that way in the moment, and I can't deny that feeling.
Yeah,
I mean, especially where we started to where we are.
How many of us wish we had a 61-year-old neighbor like Lori/Tracy?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be the featured cut of the day today, so it should be pretty easy to find.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, there you go. Jacob and me and this is more than I can imagine. But yeah, so in any case, it's a win-win situation. I wouldn't tell you otherwise. If I was one iota miserable.
Can I ask?
I'm miserable for, yes.
No, I asked John if I could ask you.
I would say no. But you know,
I'm
soft, so.
All right.
Yeah.
Randy Honkin said, "Why can't I get anyone to bring me banana bread?" That'd be a good. That's a good slogan. Like, if there's a 61-year-old horn dog lady in your neighborhood, like bring me some banana bread means don't be afraid to lean in.
Well, don't
be afraid to lean in.
Yeah. Will you be adventurous out on the road? Like, so you're coming from Lakeland out to St. Pete. Will you maybe catch a quickie in the car, or maybe just some hand love or road love?
He likes a little hand love in the car.
Who doesn't? I mean, well, you're driving, right? Not him, because I don't need a 91-year-old dude driving.
I'm driving. I can multitask. When, I don't have to. It's not a thick shift, so I'm good to go.
Well, yeah, it is, but just not a standard transmission.
It's a standard. But no, I also have some friends in St. Pete, a novelist who wrote about baseball. So I'm going to text her and tell her I'm getting tickets. So maybe we'll meet her and her husband there. She goes all the time, and she moved here from California as well. So I saw her once, but that's not the only nefariousness I'll get into. But all the game is going to be great.
You're amazing. You're damn amazing. All right, hold on one second. I'm going to throw you on hold. We're going to get you those tickets. Thank you so much for giving us
this. Thank you again.
Thank you. Hold on one second, Lori/Tracy.
Wow.
What a godsend. I'm so glad I dumped that guy's name.
Wow.
Usually if someone gives their full name on the radio, I'll dump it. And I'm glad I did in that case, because the Deacon deserves better.
The thing is that I still have so many thoughts and questions.
What are they?
I mean, he sounded like an old 91.
Like, not a young 91?
Well, I mean, he was clearly having trouble listening or hearing. And even when you did, it was as if his communication was not, whew.
Well, I mean, you don't need to communicate what you need to communicate. Old men, you just got to lean in.
Yeah, lean in with the wean in.
He deserves better than that.
Oh, trust me, he's getting no better than that. he lives better than that every day.
Huck Jammer on Twitter, the fact that you started this show talking about how amazing your callers are and how often they deliver gold, and then this lady calls, is amazing. Talk about meant to be. That's true. And Hogboy19 said, this is like hitting oil when you're drilling. And Joey Flash said, POTUS just got on the line. We've heard enough from 91-year-old dudes. 727-579-1025. What that guy does to her, Biden does to the country.
Oh, man.
All right. So that was something. And when we come back, we'll get to how we were going to give away those tickets. And I want to find out what's happening in Hudson with the FDLE and teachers. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
That's a weird story, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't either. We'll figure it out and uncover it.
And Mike from Mike's Weather Page.
Don't forget that. 345, John. Today on Drew Garabo Live. Safe Touch has a license number that ends in 233. You know why that's significant? Because that's when they gave out the license numbers to do what they do, home protection. They were the 233rd licensed company to do this in Florida. They have been in business for 35 years. Lester Jackson has been doing it for a long time, and he is not beholden to stockholders or investors. He and Safe Touch always do what is best for you, the customer. They make sure that everyone who comes into your home is a registered agent with a full background check. Other companies will subcontract out. They're not going to stand behind that questionable person in your home. Safe Touch's monitoring center is UL approved. That means they meet the strictest guidelines set forth by Underwriter Laboratory. There are exactly two companies in Florida that meet the UL requirements. Safe Touch is one of them. Other companies will offer you a no-contract deal, but as soon as you check that terms and agreements, that includes a lot of legal mumbo-jumbo and jargon that is going to protect them and not you. Call 888-723-8682 and mention the promo code TAMPA. That's 888-723-8682, promo code TAMPA, or you can go to safetouch.com right now.
It's Drew Garabo live on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.